So Gwen's ex-husband is making it difficult for her to move on, kind of getting in her head, also making it awkward with the new person in her life. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help me out with a little group therapy?
Sure.
I'm 36, divorced for about 6 months after a little over 5 years of marriage.
Okay.
We have a kid together, so we're still in each other's lives. But during the marriage, it just wasn't great.
Yeah.
He could be rude, dismissive, and honestly, just not thoughtful at all.
Right.
Like this man really said, I didn't deserve flowers on Mother's Day because you're not my mom.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
It got bad enough at one point that I had to call the police.
Oh,
so
geez.
Not exactly a fairy tale ending to our marriage.
Right.
Well, I finally started dipping my toe back into dating.
Mm-hmm.
I've met someone new, things are going well, and I'm actually moving forward for the first time in a long time. But now my ex is suddenly acting like the guy I wish he had been the whole time we were married.
Okay.
When he picks up our kid, he lingers, gives me those long hugs. He noticed my toenail polish and complimented it. Like, who is this man?
Mm.
He sent me flowers for Valentine's Day. Something he literally never did when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And now when we talk, he's telling me about his week, like we're catching up instead of coordinating custody.
Mm.
I don't hate him. I hate some of the things he did, but I'm at a place where I can be civil and co-parent peacefully, and that's what I want. But the truth is, it's kind of messing with my head, and it's not fair to the person I've started seeing either.
Mm.
I don't believe people just flip a switch and become a totally different person overnight.
Mm.
And even if he is trying to change, I don't feel like I owe him access to me like that anymore.
Mm.
So how do I shut this down without creating tension for co-parenting? How do I make it clear that we are ex-spouses, not best friends, not maybe someday again, but just parents to the same kid?
Mm.
I'd love to draw this line without turning it into a whole thing. So thank you guys.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like she's emotionally moved on.
Yes. That is what it sounds like for sure.
Even though 6 months divorced, I mean, probably she in her head had been there long before.
Right.
From the way it sounds like. Oh my gosh. Do you just say it like that? Like, hey, I mean, maybe you don't even say, I appreciate what you're doing, but maybe you just say, look, you know, I don't know what you're trying to do, but.
But this feels a little like you're trying to win me back, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you got to be a little bit like stern, you know?
Yes, put your foot down. I understand she's trying to do this in a delicate way because
she
doesn't
want
to ruin exactly the exchange, the times where they have to interact because they're co-parenting.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. If you've dealt with this, 502-795-1997, send us a voice note or call or text with your story, how you went through it, how you dealt with it, what you did.
Because I know there's so many people that are navigating this.
Yeah.
And some are doing it easily, more easily than others. And it can be really tricky when it's a little delicate like this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let us know. 502-795-1997 in group therapy. Gwen is our listener on 99.7 DJX. And she's kind of stuck in this situation where her ex-husband of only 6 months is kind of like weaseling or trying to weasel his way back in, being affectionate, showing her things that he never did while they were actually together.
Yeah, almost like becoming the man that she wished that he had been.
Yeah. Yeah, or yeah, exactly.
But she's shutting it down. Like, she wants to move on. She's just trying to figure out how to do that and still keep the co-parenting relationship civil and intact. Lisa says, he doesn't want you. He just doesn't want you to move on.
Mm.
So make sure you set those boundaries. Co-parenting is about the child, not your dating life or anything personal for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Candace says it's kind of the same thing. Lord, not the not my mom comment.
Oh, yeah. She said that he didn't give her flowers or anything on Mother's Day because you're not my mom.
Exactly. She said, don't let his regret be yours, too. I'm pretty sure the minute you do anything, he's going to revert back to his old behaviors. Just try to keep it civil. Ignore those comments. Return the conversation directly back to relevant topics until he gets the hint. She's like, been there, done that. Once he realized I was holding firm, he was the same guy he was always before.
Jessica says, my ex-husband was and still is like this. Says, we've been divorced for almost 6 years, share a kid, both remarried. Got to a point where I had to ask him what his intentions were. Like, are you being nice because we just share the same child, or are you being nice thinking there could possibly be something one day? His answer, she said, was a little bit of both, but I told him at the end of the day, nothing can happen because we've tried it and didn't work, so why put either of us or our kid through that again? So now it's more like we're just decent acquaintances rather than him trying to pursue anything. So don't be aggressive, just firm.
Okay. And she said, yeah, overall, thinking, talking to him helped it. And just, you got to be clear about it.
Man.
Because if you don't address it, then he's just maybe going to keep it up and just keep, hold on to that hope that maybe you guys will go back to being married.
Yeah, and Trina rolls in, all caps, don't do it, girl, just to show. He's trying to love bomb you.
Yep.
Let it go.
Yep.
Say it with your whole chest to him, what you just said to us.
Yep. 100%.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted.
I know that's tough, and it's awkward when you are trying to move on with someone new, and then the someone new is just like, well, that feels complicated. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like the poor guy that's like dipping his toe into
dating her. Yeah. It feels awkward. Like it's a lot.
Yeah. So let us know what happens. That is group therapy.